You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Moving straight into the next segment. Today we have Isra Zafari writing for us on the Epidemic Response Committee meeting, which goes ahead on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays over Zoom, unless you're Simon Bridges, who is driving between Tauranga and Wellington for the meetings. In today's latest Epidemic Committee response, Isra writes, there has been discussions around maintaining confidence for businesses to operate and the ways that businesses are responding to the government packages. There have been other speakers discussing the impacts of businesses deemed as non-essential and how this has impacted their businesses financially. Philip O'Reilly, independent witness, discussed how businesses are responding to government packages and how the government can urgently give them the confidence to maintain operating whilst retaining employment. It was seen that the wage subsidy has been more useful to smaller businesses, however bigger businesses are struggling to maintain their businesses. There were discussions around possibly making the scheme more generous to help support businesses. There was discussion around making changes to employment law and making the decision to stand down workers as opposed to making them redundant. Philip's main concern was the assurance from government to businesses to support them and assure them that they have their back and that these businesses will maintain to grow despite the current state of the economy slowing down drastically. Paul Goldsmith from the National Party asks the question of how we can support governments in order for them not to collapse. Now, Paul Goldsmith is the finance spokesperson for National. Philip raises the concern that businesses know best when it comes to the cost, so the best option is for government to provide these businesses with the money and use that money accordingly, whether it be lease or any other costs that hold the business. Nick Leggett from the Road Transport Forum discusses the issues of what is considered essential and non-essential and how this has impacted freight movement. He goes on to exemplify that all freight is essential, and without the movement of freight, this isn't sustainable for the economy. And by getting freight movement, this ensures minimizing the drastic slowdown of New Zealand's economy, especially non-essential freight. More discussions around business deemed as non-essential and its impact that it has had on them economically. Katie Milne, the president of the Federated Farmers, comes on to discuss the impact that this has had on farming. Katie's concern around farming was the aspect of it being a biological system, and with winter approaching, it needs to be maintained. Lower crop yields have been another main concern, which has been sounded. After the global financial crisis of 2008, the price of meat has been halved. Meat went from $5 a kilo to $3, drastically impacting farmers in the industry. Katie continues to exemplify the issues that farmers will face as a result of a lot of their jobs being put off due to the fact that they are deemed as being non-essential and the pressures that this puts on them. David Seymour asks the questions of how farmers' mental health and well-being is maintained and supported with the current strains and pressures that they are feeling. Simon Bridges has input with his commentary today saying, subsidies are like sweets, they're not good for you. Not sure what happened after that. Next up is Mark Cairns from the Port Company CEOs Group, who goes on to discuss the effects of COVID-19 on volumes and numbers. Mark highlights that the main issue that has come about is the aspect of productivity, going from 8 cranes to 6 cranes due to the rules around maintaining social distancing. Despite the current strains businesses are facing, exports are still going well for essential services. Many questions and concerns were raised regarding port workers who are currently at the port and the risk they may be exposed to and how their health and safety is being maintained. Isra, wrap that up for now. It's still going on, though, until 1 p.m. if you wanted to check it out. Tomorrow, the Epidemic Response Committee will meet again with speakers from the Ministry of Social Development as well as the Ministry of Education. Thank you all for listening, she says. Ka kite anō. Just a note on that, the Minister for Tourism, Calvin Davis, made an announcement today too, tourism being one of the major industries to get, have quite a hit from the lockdown. He said the government, industry and businesses are working together to develop a plan for how tourism will operate in a post-COVID-19 world, Tourism Minister Calvin Davis announced today. He said, Tourism New Zealand to lead work reimagining the way tourism operates in post-COVID-19 world, and ministers to review international visitor conservation and tourism levy investment plan. Davis says a post-COVID tourism industry will play an important role in New Zealand's economic recovery, but it will be different to the one that we are accustomed to. There will be new challenges, new opportunities, and a new way of working. We have an opportunity to rethink the entire way we approach tourism to ensure that it will make New Zealand a more sustainable place, enrich the lives of all our people, and deliver a sector which is financially self-sustaining in the long term, says Davis. Again, totally a thing that people should have a say on, especially if you are in this sector. So again, get in touch with your local electorate, I suggest, to pass these questions on, or suggestions, or discussion points.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.